Commissioners Court Workshop from Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025 at 9 a.m. begins here.
Notice of Franklin County Commissioners Court Workshop on the second day of April 2025 at 10 a.m.
Do we want to say a prayer or anything, or are we just going to workshop?
Okay.
Paris is up. This is her idea.
Well, I wouldn't say it's all mine.
Close.
Today I gave everyone a sheet to go over regarding the timesheets. First of all, does anybody have any questions?
You want the timesheet?
How are you going to start off like this? We are still having lots of problems with our timesheets. We spend more of our time re-adding, sending back, needing signatures, and it's very time consuming. We've got a new system that takes twice as long to do. So when we have to spend a whole day just going back and forth because timesheets aren't added correctly, you can use sick or vacation when you don't have it. There is a cool button on there where you can go into the portal and you can look at your stuff. But the check that we send out every pay period will have what vacation you have on there and what sick time you have on there. So please have your employees check that before sending over here. Because it's come to a point where if they're not signed up on, we're not going to spend a whole day anymore sending them back. I'm not doing it. Your employee will be paid for 40 hours straight. If they're not going to sign their timesheet, the supervisors are not going to sign off on the timesheets, we're not holding up our pay period for this continuously. It's been going on for over 2 years, and it's been going on before I started it. Timesheets have to be signed before I get them. We will get in trouble if I submit payroll in and they haven't been signed off on. That is a legal document. They have to be signed off and have to check your employee's time. It is not our place to babysit these people. And they're all grown adults. Every single one of you are grown adults and your employees are. I don't mean to come across ugly today, but it's very frustrating. It really, really is. Make sure that on each line you're putting the date for that day. Make sure that if you get overtime that you have physically worked over 40 hours. You cannot take a sick or vacation day and think that you're going to get overtime. It doesn't work that way. You get straight time. Does anybody have any questions?
And when she says that, what you have to do is you have to toil for 40 hours. And that doesn't include vacation, sick, or comp time. You have to actually be present and accounted for at work for 40 hours in order for anything above that to be comp time or overtime.
Can we look on the portal and see how many hours each employee has?
Yes.
Vacation and comp? So I can do that?
Yes.
No.
They can.
Well, the reason I'm asking that, because if I'm going to sign off on it, now I'm not sure if they do or don't have it.
Okay, but they do. They know.
Well,
because I'm telling you,
they should. They should.
If your check is not correct, well, this time it's not right, you don't have the right hours.
Oh, I know.
Well, if you look at the very bottom and you say you didn't get your sick or vacation time, it's right there on the bottom.
I mean, I told my guys, I said, it's up to y'all. I mean, to write the right thing down.
It's also about their check.
But what he's saying is, if I sign off on it and it's wrong, then what's he supposed to do? How is he supposed to make sure that it's correct?
But your employee should be giving it to you correctly.
That's what I'm saying. It's on them to have it to me. But if one of them puts sick leave down and he don't have enough sick leave, I don't know that. I mean,
that could show you their last.
Okay, check. That's going to give it to too much. That's too time consuming to do that. It shouldn't be your case too once again. They should give it to you.
They're
grown men, women, whatever they are.
I know,
I'm frustrated, guys. I really, really am. because there is a lot of employees, and 75% of our timesheets have to go back to re-admin. They don't have the correct time.
That's not good.
You want to start over?
No.
Let's start over.
No, I don't want to start over.
And if you are out of town, you don't, and you can appoint somebody in the office to do the timesheet for you. They can sign up on for you, for your employees. But when you get back, you have to have your signature on there also.
So they can sign off on their own timesheet?
No, you will appoint somebody to do it.
To be the supervisor.
Say you're in Plano.
You're signing up if you appoint Marie.
Yeah, she can't sign her own timesheet.
Yes, because you're going to re-sign it when you come back.
But she could sign off on hers until I get back.
And Janet's or...
That was my question.
Yes.
Okay.
And what y'all have to understand, guys, is it is a criminal offense for us to change timesheets without the employee knowing and signing off on it. That's the whole point here, is we are tampering with a governmental document, and we don't want to go to jail for that for you guys. Sorry.
There have been counties that have been fined thousands of dollars because of this, what I'm bringing to your attention today. We will not mark up any timesheets in my office going forward. I will not be the one that it comes back on that caused this county to lose thousands of dollars. That's going to come back on every elected or supervisor. Not me, because I have told everyone what needs to be done to curb it. Now, if anybody has any questions, please call our office. We'll help you with it. If you still don't understand your timesheets, just call us.
Prior to, not after.
My other question is it, have y'all even thought or moved to go from Sunday to Sunday instead of Wednesday to Wednesday?
And that's something we're going to discuss once we get through with this part.
Okay. Yes.
That would help me a lot. Because I'm having a false file every week. Because I'm currently after working 3 days and I'm
going to be 3 days ahead of the game. You're 3 days ahead of the game.
I can't get a false file.
We're already at
false. That's what we should be doing. Exactly. What we've been doing is
no, I'm talking about the one that signs off on the timesheets.
Yes.
You're at fault when you sign a murder document.
Correct.
Well, that was going to be one of my questions, because I know a lot of times we've been asked to turn them in before the pay period is really over.
We don't have time to do them.
I'm not knocking you.
I understand.
You're saying you need them earlier, and then we're signing off on them and turning them in before the end of the official end of the pay period.
And
just
that's
like, Marie ended up having to be out for a doctor's appointment last Tuesday after we had already turned in our time sheet.
More of the popular justification for that change.
Yes.
Which she
called. But we are trying. Mark and I have been working on this for a while now. We're trying to make this easy and simple for everyone. Because I understand that us sending them back, everybody has a job to do. So when we continuously have to send them back, that's pulling y'all from what you do to recheck stuff over and over and over. So all I ask is before you send them over here, is to please either, you have to have the employee signature on it. If Chris Morris is out and the sheriff appoints you to be able to sign off on those until Chris Morris gets back in, or the sheriff wants to sign, I don't care, but somebody has to do it before we're going to process it, because we have to go back in. It's too much. It's so time consuming. We have to go back in and say, oh, this is wrong, you guys. We got to redo it. It messes up everything to go back in there and change stuff up. The system is very hard. It's complicated.
Will the Sunday to Sunday time change?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, why aren't we done?
But there's a swap over for that.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that when she's done with it. Now, one other thing, and this is just a personal thing, and it's not a complaint, it's just a request. I don't care which way you go, but either use regular time or military time.
Yes.
Not both. Because it's so hard to go, okay, now it's 8 a.m., but now you've got 1,400 over here. So either our 1,300 to 10 o'clock.
And all alarms are going to have to be reformatted, because that's why that's happening. Because the new ones that were sent over, we can format some in military, but it won't go. But we can't make that change. Whoever made that time sheet has to go in to make that check for us.
So where you can do it, like this regular time?
I think Joe did that, didn't he?
I guess I need to ask Joe. I thought the original came from over here.
No.
Okay, so Joe made those time sheets? So he's gonna have to go.
Are you talking about being put on the computer? Are you?
Yeah, the generation of the document.
Then y'all make the.
You made the document. Yes, but I don't see what.
It won't let us format some of the cells to get it to where we can all use military time. That's why sometimes their military time start off and then regular time over here.
Cell format is different.
And I couldn't change it.
Let you edit it. Cause they weren't the author. Whoever the author is, it only has permission. Based on how it's set up.
So whoever made that, I'll have to go in and put military.
Go ahead, we'll check it in.
Well, I think that he did change it up because I just sent the paperwork over to write it in, like everybody does, just write it. I didn't know you were going into the system and doing it that way and print it off. Now, I think Joe went in there and done some stuff on that. Ask him.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But try it, everybody. I don't care which way, but make sure the whole time period is the same way. It helps us because that's how we'll make mistakes too. And we did have one person that came across with our new system. That their sick time didn't.
Yeah.
We did check that and no one else, everybody else is right. But always have your employees just spot check their sick and vacation when they get their check. It's on there. You know, if they have any questions, please call our office and we'll help them.
Tell them to check their time, their pay stubs every time. Don't just assume it's always right because we're all human just like everybody else is. So always check your time. Make sure you're being paid the right amount. Make sure the hours are correct. Make sure the vacation sick is exactly as you think it should be. If you have any questions, always call us. One of us will help and answer, and we're not perfect.
I always like to know when I got subs in the mail.
On your phone?
It's not happening anymore.
I'm talking about paper.
I know.
Oh, yeah. They
no more paper.
So, Paris, is my current system not good? Where I wait for Lisa to email me every time she.
I'll
just have her do the same thing.
Yes, prior to.
Just scan it and email it and I'll sign it.
But like I said, once if we change over to the days, it'll be a lot better for you.
Sorry, Lisa.
I just did what I was told to. So.
And does anybody have any questions or comments before we move over? And you know, we're looking for ways to solve the issues as well.
So when Toby signs off on it, it's past time and the vacation isn't correct, what happens? Then will it kick back?
It doesn't kick back and we don't know they don't have it until we go to put it in.
Well, how does he?
So that's my point.
So we just need to stress to our employees.
Yes, they need to start.
Yeah. Just look at your previous paycheck. You look at it because they want to know how much is their paycheck worth. It's on there. Everything is on there. Sick, comp, vacation, all of it. It's on there to let you see it all.
Oh,
it is. Oh, not on yours. Anybody else have anything?
What about funerals?
It's in our policy.
No.
3 days for immediate family. I'm going to change that to not 3 days because we have 12-hour shifts. We're going to change the manual to be 24 hours. So that because it's 3 days and we consider 3 days 3 8-hour shifts. So we'll change that to 24 hours.
We didn't have an issue
at the sheriff's office.
With a friend, you're going to have it. You get 4 hours.
I know you said that y'all called or something.
Unless it's immediate family.
It's actually
Monday at 12:01 through Sunday at midnight. And then what will happen is we'll do 2 weeks of that and then timesheets will be due at Monday at 9 a.m. If you don't work through the weekend, you can bring them Friday afternoon. But like the sheriff's office, theirs will be Monday at 9 a.m. And then payroll will go out and be in the banks on Thursday.
Because that'll give us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to get everything done. And if we have to chase time sheets, it gives us time to do that. Right now, what happens is, guys, we are getting time sheets legally as per our policy at 10 a.m. on Wednesday. Well, that only allows us Wednesday afternoon to get payroll done for almost 90 employees. Because we have to have it in the bank by Thursday at noon. So it gives us just about a 12-hour span to get payroll done and in the banks where everybody has it in their checking accounts on Friday morning. So that's the problem that we're running into is time constraints. So this will help solve the problem, but there is a but.
We have to write a check. We don't have to worry about that.
I'm not writing checks. That's over.
It is.
Yes, it's over. Our policy, any new employees do not get a direct deposit only. But now, when we make this swap, gentlemen, the first payroll that we make this swap on will be 16 hours short. So we will have to make up that difference on that pay period. It's not going to matter in the end. It's still going to all come out in the wash. But we will be paying 16 hours that will not actually work if we do this. Do I think it's going to solve a lot of problems? Yes, I do.
It would be worth it, isn't it?
Yes.
I can say we'll have to get up there.
It will be.
Well, what we're looking at, if you guys agree, we'll have to bring it to you guys because we'll have to amend the policy. The policy states it one way. But when we do that, and I lost my train of thought, we just went out the window.
And 16 hours short.
Yes, we'll be 16 hours short. But that's not what I was going to say.
Yes,
we'll just
it will be that.
That.
We'll be 16 hours back. Is that what you were going to say?
No, that's not.
No, it wasn't.
But what we have to also understand, guys, is every 11 years, there's 27 payrolls in a year. And this is something food for thought. So in 2026, there will be 27 payrolls. If we don't have raises to elected officials or employees, their check will be less because we will have an extra payment. We will, well, it won't be employees, it will be elected officials and salary. The employees will still get paid the same amount, so I'll have to budget for that. But it will be any salaried employees, which includes us and Max, Jesse, and Lisa. If we don't need raises. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I never really understood why it got changed to begin with from 24 to 26 payrolls because we used to get paid twice a month. The 15th and the 30th, the last day of the month. And then you don't have this issue, ever. So that's just crazy. So in 2026, when we do budget this summer, we'll have to make accommodations. So the budget will be bigger just based on having another payroll for the employees.
But that's just for the salary and collective budget, right?
Yes, theirs will be less. Everybody else's will be more. We'll have the budget accordingly for them to have an extra payroll.
It's nice when you're an employee because that's a Christmas bonus. Mm-hmm. Because it happens in November.
Yeah, but you hear it before that Christmas bonus.
But you guys, the ones that are at $66,000 right now, your paycheck will go down $200 a month. It's about what it'll go down. I'm just giving you plenty of heads up on that. Being a month. It'll be $100 per paycheck.
Your salary is divided by 27.
You still get the same. No,
you
won't get one.
Oh.
Elected official salary is set.
It's per month, not per week.
But we get paid 26 times, and so we'll still get paid 26 times, but it'll be, or 27 times, but it'll be $100 less each pay.
So $200 a month. You'll still get it at the end of the year, but it'll be less
over the long
period of time.
Which is like you said, you go back to two times a month, 15 and 30,
mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to do anything, right?
Then we don't ever have to worry about it again.
Didn't it get changed because it was easier to do it?
It
Like you have the employees.
One pay per week.
It does one pay.
Takes about 10 minutes.
That's fine, but I'm just.
It's not.
Thought that's why I got changed initially was because it was.
Yeah, with two different payrolls. But it does cause a problem when you run across it. And it does also cause problems when elected officials leave at the end of the year and still think they've got another check. And then we have officials coming in and getting a check like the third or fourth of the month. That does alleviate all of those issues.
That ain't never happened. Wonder about that one.
And the stuff that think about is changing from sick to vacation to PTO.
All together. I'm for that.
We don't have to keep up with sick and vacation.
You don't have to worry about.
You can take it to see if they got vacation or sick.
What are you gonna do about the accrual and the carryover though for people who?
You'll still have a certain amount that you'll be able to.
Sick time because they don't get paid for their sick time if they quit.
Well, that's something that we have to put in the policy, whether that's just something everybody got to agree upon and they have to agree how they wanted to do that if somebody did.
That just concerns me if somebody gets really sick and they're out and they're limited to total what they can carry over versus now they can carry over 6 weeks of sick time. Because if they,
the only
they thing or their child, spouse end up in the hospital or some terrible disease and they're taking a lot of sick time and now we've limited what they can carry over to whatever y'all said it at. Because if they don't take their sick time and they're able to bank it up and get to that point where they have those 6 weeks, it's good to have in the event of some catastrophic occurrence. Just to think about, I mean.
Gotta be a way around that somehow.
Yeah.
Well, we got to where we couldn't give sick time. I mean, people couldn't donate time to anybody else. And that's, I mean, you're really, they're already struggling because they're probably having a lot of medical bills and they're thinking, now we're gonna say you don't have as much time. You can't have as much time anymore.
Marla, we just used to quit doing that, or just quit doing it, or is there a reason we had to quit doing that?
I think there was a recall.
Sick pool, because there wasn't a sick pool. They were just donating at random. Yes. And there wasn't a sick pool here. And that's what I was told. That was before my time.
Okay.
We had a sick pool when I was here before, and then we did away with it because it caused more problems than we could check it out. Because
when the sick pool, you don't get to tell who you can give it to.
Well, it gets to the point of okay, what is a catastrophic illness? I mean, I remember this conversation that we had 15 years ago.
Yeah.
We'll define catastrophic illness. Well, to me, if you're having surgery and you're going to be off for 8 weeks, that's a catastrophic illness. But not everybody agreed with that. So it got to the point where it was just more trouble than it was worse. So we just dispersed it and called it a day. And then they started donating, I guess, after I left in 10, and I don't know how that went about.
Well, it wasn't legal, apparently.
That's what we found out. But they would think of the people that they're going to have to all have to search and agree on it. A number that's good.
Because with my kids, both of my kids, I had to be off for extended period of time because of accidents. And I thankfully had the time saved up to take off, but I exhausted most of my sick time both of those times. And so if I had only had a third or even just half of that, I would have been off without pay. Because I still would have taken off because I had to take care of my kids.
So what's on the table as far as what's the amount of PTO that would be given? Would it be comparable to what they're earning in sick and vacation?
Well, that's now. That's if they know it was
important. Yes. So, I mean, that's a scenario to consider, surely, that, I mean,
converted the PTO and then something to think about. And, I mean, I don't think, is anybody talking about taking people's sick time away?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're going to cap it at what they can carry over, though, because then if it's just PTO, they're going to get paid for it.
How long can they carry sick leave over now?
Where they don't get paid for sick now.
It's 490 hours.
Whether they get fired or quit or whatever.
There used to be no limit to it.
We found the PTO, they'll have to pay that.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, what?
Yeah, some of them had 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
But you still prove, but you still have to prove that you're sick or you're under doctor.
For right now, yes, what we have it, you do. If you have PTO, if you don't have a doctor's excuse, you don't have to have any of that. Then it's your earned time, you can take it however you want to do it. So it'd be like, right now, if you don't have any sick time, you say, I want to use it, but you don't have it, you'll have to use your medication.
You're talking about vacation and sick time, what about putting it off for funerals?
Well, that would be, you could either have that separately or you could add that in that. If you do that, you just add 3 extra days to your PTO time.
So we just paying those regular right now. We don't even count.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
I keep up with it on a spreadsheet, and that's how I know, especially for family funerals. If it's family, it's 3 days, no matter if you have 1 pass away, God forbid, or 5 pass away. Yes, it's 3 days for every occurrence. But for a friend, it's 4 hours, 2 times a year.
And otherwise, you would have to take vacation.
Or sick.
If you've used.
Are they allowed to take sick in the policy?
For
if they want to use it, yes.
Yes, I thought it was
for a funeral, you can.
Yes. If you want to take more days off, you have it, you can use other days.
Not for a friend, but for a family.
And not for a friend, for that.
But if they went over the 2 friends, then they could take their vacation.
Yes, yes. Not sick time.
Yeah.
Family, you can use both.
But it would be hard to build funeral time into the PTO because yes. It would be
so you like Chase said, what we do now.
Yeah, just be regular. They just would consider them working.
And like how you keep your spreadsheet on that.
But the only thing I keep a spreadsheet on is the friends. Oh, so that we know that they're not above the hangout. Because otherwise they'll have to use that couch.
Does anybody have any questions or any concerns or what you like or you don't like about it?
Sunday, are we going to try to do that the next week?
I would like to do that starting June.
June 1 is kind of my goal.
Okay.
So that'll mean the end of May will be our first starting point on our first panel. Will be the beginning of it. Or June 5th, I think, is the first panel.
I think that would help me for the next week.
Well, I think it would help everybody.
It would help everybody.
Yes.
Well, like I said, we had to have in so early, really don't go to Wednesday. We're bringing them up here on Monday or Tuesday morning.
And I understand that, but we don't have enough time.
Oh, I understand. I mean, I get that too. I mean, that's...
Nothing this will solve.
What about that phone app?
What about? That didn't work either. Nobody checked it. That was over.
I'll bet till then.
Marla, you got anything you want to talk about?
I am coming back during budget. I will warn y'all for retiring insurance. So I will, Ricky has graciously offered to pay for the first year or two out of the Midlake housing. So I am going to bring some different scenarios to y'all during budget time. And you don't have to worry, it's not going to affect me because by the time y'all do it, I will have retired anyway and have money. So, I am coming back because I think it is something we need to do. That is the one piece that we do not have in place that needs to be put in place. Whether you do a percentage, whether you pay for 100%, and what age you do it, we need to do that.
I think you have to attract employees also.
Mm-hmm. It will help in a lot of different areas.
It's a huge draw for employees. And I'm sorry with you.
Well, I don't understand the mindset sometimes. I mean, I know you guys say no, no, no every time. But we continue to, we give 84 and a half hours of vacation. Anyone over 10 years, we add a day
And then we turn around and we buy back 40 hours at the end of the year. So what about this doesn't make sense?
That's really not, that's not my deal is what I would think the pay taxes, they're the one.
But that's what I'm saying. You're buying it back anyway.
You can't tell them that.
You're giving it to them and then buying it back. So what, I mean, and Ricky's offered to pay for it for a couple of years. I'll be back. I just want to give you food for thought.
A lot of other counties do that.
And you can set it to where it's whatever age, number of years of service, you can do it just about anyway because it is a benefit. So a benefit we control. As a court, are you guys control it?
So it benefits to be attracting new people, no benefits to be attracting new officers.
It'll be very attractive to me.
Keep them long term.
There's no reason for anybody to stay here. So, I mean, even if we pay less than other agencies, we offer retiree insurance to people. I mean, people will stay here with you.
Especially during county government and know how much it is to pay for the insurance. Right now, our insurance is $900 a month, which is what we would have to pay if we retired. And that's just for us.
I got a guy trying to go work in the state right now. He can't do it. He don't have insurance when he retires. He loves it here, but he's got a family to take care of.
That's talking about they're taking it to the Medicare age that we're talking about.
Yes, 65.
Yeah. But I mean, you put the requirements on it.
You can avoid them all the time you want. That's the ultimate goal.
Free retirement insurance, where they're breaching between when they retire and 65, because you can't get insurance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the average age of a police officer signed up now?
What's the average age?
Yeah.
Sign up?
Yeah.
For insurance or
to work? No, to work.
Just to work, yeah.
Well, I don't get a whole lot of them, but they're usually in mid-20s. That's what they saw.
And if you offer some kind of retirement, maybe you can keep them for
20 years.
20 years or...
Yeah, or more. I know those folks aren't going to retire. I mean, you can go work 20 years and go into 45, 48 years old, you're going to keep working another 10, probably more. But my problem is right now, and I told him this to his face, so I'll say it here. The Steve is there. There's no reason for him to work on the road. I mean, he's 64, so I think that would be county. I mean, he would be a good transfer officer, but, you know, and the Steve thinks the way things are today, I mean, in Denver, you know, he's, but they couldn't leave because they didn't have insurance. They had to stay here. And you want me, what could you fire somebody that was 25 years ago, so, you know, then I'll pay them all money anyway. But
yeah.
They can grow insurance, but you know, these folks were going down the road and I could get a younger person in here at a smaller salary versus paying somebody that's maxed out on salary
for
20 years, or you know, 25 years. So you're going to be offering them insurance and you'll be saving money when you hire a new employee. But a 60-year-old has no business working the road anymore.
I think that's bottom line 60?
Mm-hmm.
60 is bottom line.
62, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
If I had more positions, you make this a transport officer, but I don't have that benefit. I mean, he does not transport, but then he also has to call and work with 7 p.m. and has to go to the fight. And he's still scrappy, but he's 60 plus years old. You know, and I mean, he'll talk about this the other day. I mean, you know, I know this affects him, but, you know, he knows, he said,
he's been around there long enough, he
does. Yeah, I mean, they're not a throw stay away. You know. And, but that's just, you know, those are just two examples. If we had some kind of error, and good Lord, guys, if somebody's 10, 20 plus years with you, or 15, 20 years with you, I mean, we're paying third of those on
them. Take care of
them. It's not just
for you. And again, y'all can set the parameters on that. In 20 years, you do the service, you know.
If you paid for one person for 5 years, it costs you, at the current rate, it'd be $54.
How much?
If you started at age 60 and paid 100%, age 65, it would be $54. It costs you $10,000 a year.
I don't know how many we have.
I don't think you have more than a couple more.
I think it'd be less than five at a time.
But I know there's a couple of agencies that started doing retiree insurance. This, I said, it's changing. Some of their pool of applicants. You know, sometimes you get kids that come in, they don't care about the interest, they just want to work. I'm seeing more and more of the kids coming in and they're applying because the benefits that we do have on insurance and stuff while they're employed. But when you add this next layer to it, I think you see a more increase of people who want to work here and stay.
I should say, when they get married and have a couple of kids and start looking down the road, they're like, well, I'm gonna stay here because I just have a little retirement.
Well, my health insurance is paid, and then if I retire, my health insurance will be paid. Now, is it cheap for a family? No. I mean, our health insurance is ridiculous for a family.
The majority of people who come work for me that leave and go to other places, when they first come here, they don't. Those may not be priorities to them, but when they leave me, it's because of that.
Exactly.
It's because they've realized now that, hey, I've got to live long term.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you had to pay for it now, it's a house payment almost. Truly a car payment now on a house. Which is ridiculous. Anyway, that's what it is. And so a lot of the stuff becomes we can't pay for the insurance.
We'll be back.
I'll be back with another argument, and I'll probably be back. I would have had several samples to go this morning, but instead we were mopping up water last night's flood. That's another thing. I'm thinking about just putting an air conditioner in my office and calling it a day with geothermal. I agree with that. I mean, it's ridiculous, guys. We have had more issues with this, and there is absolutely no telling what it's going to cost.
And it's finally going to be out here now.
What would it take to go to a normal system?
I don't know, but I'm all in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll be back with that too.
I don't want to be back.
Also about the flooding,
we might want to entertain someone that's a cleaning company, up inside the courthouse and clean all that out. You know, there's mold up there. It's been wet so many times. It has absolutely flooded my records up here above where all of our phone hub is, and it really needs to have a deep cleaning up there, whatever. You got mold, this part right here upstairs is all crumbling from the water behind it. It's crumbling. You can put your hand there and it falls off.
Well, you know, there's a little water bubble up here that at some point in time is going to go choop, and there's no telling what's behind it.
Did you get that email from the historical?
In fact, I did a post for
them. They were offering to pay for the repairs. I got one a couple weeks ago. I figured it's in
the
paper.
The insurance? Liability?
Well, this is the historical. One of the three dumb buildings said that they'd be standing by waiting to help the repairs.
For this?
I guess they're talking about that up there. Well, not this, but upstairs.
I just want y'all to know that refrigerator has been a blessing.
Yeah, for real.
Just saying.
There's that old
sign
that says nothing is ever free.
No, sir. You are exactly right.
There should have been locates out there so they didn't hit anything. But anyway, somebody, I don't know.
But the geothermal was here all day yesterday, and they are back this morning, so expect a very large bill.
Oh, I know that.
They
have
been here
for
2 days. That was supposed to be economically sound for us to save us lots of money over the years.
And I will tell you how I really felt, but we're being recorded, so I will not.
And
public post warning anyone who's considering doing any of those, because, I mean, we're absolutely an authority on really do your homework, because it has been, my office is flooded, the court is flooded multiple times, and I've had juries coming in, the equipment with the, you know, plastic all over the place. It's just been, since November 2014, from the beginning, they had the pipes run incorrectly, and we didn't even have heating and air conditioning for a long time. I had, with the units then, brand new building, just moved back in. And it's just been such a challenge.
What do you mean?
What? Well, I am, but there's people that are going to be here after me, and I'm kind of an authority over it.
Now, see your followers here?
Yeah, and I'm grateful to have a new office and a nice office and all the work that's gone into that. I'm actually going to come and
thank you for that.
Mickey, I'm making one of your offices out there to make happen.
No, you're not, Marla.
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, she is.
We're going to do an add-on to the annex number all.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a work from home.
Yes.
But guys, please, when you go back, when you tell everybody to look at their paychecks when they use sick and vacation time and make sure that what they have is correct. And like I said, if they need help, just have them call us.
Does anybody know how to get a hold of the server?
I used to have a number.
Because I do believe I need to come and at least look at
that. I bet that's actually their number.
Are you filing an insurance claim on this?
I don't know that I can. Couldn't file an insurance claim on it for me.
I'll find out if you're not cheap. But
I need to call them. This is sort of the result of the line I located, and they called me no one.
Scott's got a number.
No, I don't either.
They said 1-800 dry out.
Who bought two lines?
Who what?
Who bought two lines?
Bradshaw. We didn't have it located, so they're not responsible. I already called the insurance.
The closest one is in Paris.
Yeah.
Somebody got okay with a bunch of stuff out there.
Yeah, but not the geothermal.
But there's nobody really knows where it's all at.
We had water pouring out of that light fixture.
That's that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all in the district court was first.
So I called the insurance company when it initially happened, and I said no.
So what part of the lines were not marked? We had somebody come out and go, okay, who dropped the ball?
Can't answer that question.
Is there anybody that can't answer the question?
I don't know.
So was it 811 that came out and marked stuff that was marked?
Yeah, they were marked geothermal.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but were they okay?
They're just marked gas.
Public utilities.
And I don't know that there's anybody up here at this courthouse knows where
the actual heating of the line didn't cause the flooding upstairs. It's when they actually repaired it, and then the water was pumped back into the building. And there's a clamp up there that wasn't secure, is the way I understand it.
So maybe the insurance would pay for this. I'll call them and ask.
It should take off the locating issue because of the fact that was fixed first, and then there was a defect within the line itself. So you know the clamps that go on there. So that may, that's what Ricky told me.
But I will tell y'all that our cameras didn't work while our geothermal was down, and our air conditioners on that side didn't work, but when we got the geothermal back up, miraculously, all of our cameras worked, and our air conditioning worked on that side of the building. So now, explain that to me.
How are we going to explain that when we know what the geothermal lines are?
Camera works, hadn't worked in months. It's working perfectly now that we've got the geothermal back up.
Oh, it needs a little water.
It runs on water.
It's saying,
So that was our last thing. We didn't have any internet. What did the deal come out?
It has come to my attention that every March and April of odd number of years, we're supposed to join mini redistricting. That has nothing to do with commissioner precincts. It has to do with their voting precincts.
And if we decide that they're fine, those boundary lines are fine, we still have to run something in commissioner's court saying that they were fine.
See how smart you are.
Did you just learn that at your school?
I did.
That's all we do with these things.
Never tell you and they need to
hurt. I don't want to know.
Instead, it's having to move everybody off that switch. And so we're going to be down until we're like...
Okay. We're supposed to consider population.
That's why I told you not to do it.
And in my opinion, they're okay. They're like precinct 101 and 102. Like if we need to change those boundary lines, or 201 and 202 need to change those boundary lines.
You're just talking about inside the precinct,
not outside. It's inside.
You're just talking about like the difference between 401 and 402.
Yes. Yes. I think they're okay. I was looking at mostly population versus registered voters.
How close are they supposed to be? Because 401.
No,
they could be. But he was trying to say
we don't have any internet right now.
Is our election administrator, you think, we can handle it the way it is?
Well, and I wonder if with water, having to that change everything,
but we'd also consider
talking to them, that's probably not a problem.
That's what I'm saying.
Because all the floors are flooded on this side.
Obviously, you could make changes, but is it really?
Yes.
I think you have to look at what the guidelines are and how you're supposed to. How can they not see within a certain percentage?
I mean, I know that the only one on this list is Scott. It's 3-1.
I mean,
I said, okay, so he's moving us from another switch, so it'll be. That's best said.
That's where you could think of doing.
He's found his way.
Just changing the lines, or if
you have
a another subcourse that needed to be graded, or
level it, the
lorry. Yeah, yeah. And you're not going to have the internet.
I need to screw something like this up, so we're going to put all the people that
are so good.
I'm
going to
do all the people
that are going
to do. We don't have internet, and water comes to mind.
It's internet and phone.
We don't have internet.
Oh, we don't have phones either. That's right. I forgot about that.
We're on the phone.
No water. Take a long one. Yes.
What percentage do you have to be close to?
So there's not really a percentage. It's based off of population.
Yeah, but you've got to pick within so many numbers of that.
It's if you're thinking, because the next time we'll do this again will be in 2 years. So it's if y'all think in certain areas are going to be more developed or grow in population, and y'all might have to change those lines or create another sub precinct or
whatever works.
So they're going to do this right here. Unfortunately, we're trying to
No, this is something we should have already been doing all the time with voting precincts themselves, not commissioner boundary lines.
This is with our like 101 versus 102 and 201 versus 202. If you think those boundary lines need to be changed.
So they're just trying to get it closer to there, just so there's not 1,000 in the one,
yeah,
500 in the other.
Mm-hmm. Or like if we had one that only had maybe 20 in there, and you can combine it to another one.
Well, the water's stopped.
Well, I don't see any fires really about this. I mean,
101 itself. Okay. So you would just, I don't know how to describe it. Like if you thought 101 was more populated than 102, then we can change some boundary line in there, but we'd have to know specifically what streets are changing.
Thank you, Dad.
So you're basically, you
change the line. Sorry,
I'm so you're not making more, you just had to change the line to kind of get them more even. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that runs into right here where town.
As you walked over, the main ones were off.
Yeah.
Town.
Yeah.
Is there a limit on how many you can have in each precinct? Like the precinct one, are you only allowed to have two? Have one or one or two?
No, there's no limit on that. Mm-mm.
But you just kind of have the people working when you think
that's where you run into that location. You're already trapped for locations of workers.
Instead of doing this, we got to contact the prison board itself.
Yes, because I can kick their precinct chair
so
out of that.
Can you combine precincts at some point in time? So we're going to spread out? Not a lot of them.
And under 5,000, so we're in compliance.
The majority of 102 votes on election day.
So
The majority of Winsboro votes on election day.
Things start changing, but that's...
Because of, bottom line is convenience, but you can't do something that's going to make it more difficult.
If y'all take a vote and say that y'all want to stay as you are, then I'll make that resolution.
And you'd be fine with that.
Yes.
Because a lot of the ones who...
I'll get that, too.
We're paying $15 an hour now.
The ones who have always worked are getting...
If you look on that one page...
Able to anymore, and you don't have the younger group to come up and volunteer. They get paid.
What we're doing, she's good with it.
They either work with Little House Dog already, or they have no interest in that. So, we're
cool.
You don't have any people who aren't full-time.
We're talking about a number. That number, the top number is 5,000, the bottom number is 10. So, let's just do that.
Okay.
Enough?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesse.
So I'll have that resolution for the next commissioner's court for y'all to sign off on.
Roger that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Marie said the internet is working. Marie said the internet itself is working.
Okay, just not the net.
That's all we have. And the motion to adjourn.
Out there, you know, we got to replace the telephone pole out there in the parking lot yesterday because somebody hit it and broke it.
It wasn't me.
That thing's been here a few times. I don't know if it's going to be an issue with where it's at with all the more traffic being out there.
Yes, I believe it will be.
I talked to the, this is one of the linemen that's here, Haley, that works for Wood County. Apparently, got a lot of people pushing. But anyway, this is a new engineer. I talked to him a few years back because, you know, we got that power line across us from north to south, across the back of the jail, and then we got to go on the north side that goes east and west, and we kind of led it. I mean, when we built the sheriff's office, we had to build where we built it because we didn't move the line. I talked to an engineer two years ago about burying those. Back then, it was like $6 to $7 a foot to bury it. Talking to Terry yesterday, he said it was up around $9 now. But there's a pole that comes in off from Barker's property, and it's right there on the property line of the railroad tracks. He said they could actually probably go underground right there at that pole. It would probably be 700 foot, 500 down the railroad tracks, and 200 over to the pole that's servicing the new building. So just say $10, that'd be about $7,000 to bury that line. He did say that they'd come up that pole and the truck could still come into the building, but then they'd want to bore across the road and tie back in over there. And I said, well, why would we have to bore into E-37? Because again, if you did that, you got to get one state approval. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to add several $1,000 to it. So I don't know why they can just come up the pole and go arrow across the road like they're doing now. But we're supposed to be getting a new engineer. Y'all care about visit with them and just see what that would cost to do that, and they said possibly with us being a government agency, I or somebody representative here would go talk to the board that they might try to share some of that cost with us because I just think it would benefit us in the long run to get that off the edge of the property line and out the middle of the parking lot. Again, but that may not be, I asked them, can I take the pole yellow? And they said, no, you can't.
My only thing was, I know you just talked about putting a new fence up. Mm-hmm. If we did, we'd run that fence out inside that hole. So,
yeah.
You know, at least you protect it a little bit.
That's right.
Having a fence.
Yeah.
Because it is out there just kind of in the middle of
the park. No, I'm surprised it happened a lot more than it did.
Yeah.
People pour around there now. It may never get hit again, but I know it's. I was sitting there yesterday talking to Jennifer, and I looked up and I said, that pole broke. Anyway, apparently somebody hit it again. It had been bumped a couple times and cracked, I think somebody hit it again.
That's
pretty good. It's not dangling there. Terry got there, and he said, I'm not even going to touch it, so I just come on quickly, because it may fall. You know. time. Then we need to fix the pool, which we saw on the football field last time, but didn't do it. But anyway, just to think about, y'all, but y'all here might at least get a number.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. It'll be a little while, because they're going to get an engineer hired.
Is that the only
one?
That's the only one we need to look at?
No, I've actually really loved the very, get the one on the, that goes across the backside of the, just for, and the only reason I say this here is, in the future, if we ever decide to do anything up there, those power lines are hindering what we might can do on that property. Where if we did ever decide to build a jail off there, about on the nursing home book, put a court complex where the jail sits now, those lines, and along, I mean, it's already went up $2 a foot in the last year and a half. And, you know, if we could move them and get both those moved, when I talked to them before, that's what I talked to them about, moving the one that runs north and south and east and west, and clearing that off, because, I mean, we built the jail now, where we built it because of those, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, if we tried to do something bigger out there, there's no room to be young.
Well, get a quote on both. Just tell them to do a separate quote.
Separate quote?
Yes.
Okay. So we have what, most likely,
what we did one
with the highway, to have them have two different power.
Have a cross town.
It may be.
One goes down, they switch over to the other.
Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, I think some of that, I mean, we got Flipco and we can't back there. And so, I'll have to talk.
Both of them.
Well, I think both of Flipco may be underground and come to the building. I think, I don't know. But, that's all for today. I have more for you next school.
So y'all have a problem with me putting it on here to do an addendum to the policy manual that changing the payroll from Wednesday to Tuesday, from Monday to Sunday? Effective June 1st? Or first payroll in June? May
20th? It would make it so much easier for the guys and everything. I know it would help Ricky out a whole lot, but I know it would even make it easier for ours.
A whole lot easier.
When you have a holiday and all that kind of stuff that falls in and you do, you work, you know, it's a little complicated every once in a while.
I got 3 days people put stuff down that they hadn't worked yet. I may end up working. Sometimes they get sick, sometimes they work overtime, and then we're having to put overtime on this paycheck. It should have been on this paycheck, so we got, it's all packed up. And then and we're going to have a couple of periods of problems.
So I don't think that would be a problem.
We'll do an addendum to it, have it presented for the 14th, so you guys can approve it. Now, while we can get started, let everybody know how it's going to work and this and the other. And like I said, it'll just be admin later. There'll be no addition to the budget. The budget will remain the same. All we're doing is just doing 16
hours
of
that.
Anything else?
Oh,
got a motion to adjourn?
As much to the turn.
Second.
Yeah.
There you go. I didn't have a gavel, I would use it.